Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Before I get into our series on self-judgment, I would like to wish all a wonderful Jesus' birthday on the 25th of December. Now, we all know Jesus was not born on the 25th, but it really does not matter what day he was born. What matters is he was born. And he was born so that he could die for our sins, those sins that we all were born with when we were born into this world. My friend, lose not the truth of the birth of Christ, for if you do, then you are no different than the pagans around the world worshiping trees and statues and idols. Okay, let us go ahead and get back into our critical series, Judge Yourself. Last week we ended in heaven, standing before a holy God, while our deeds, our good and bad ones, were being judged by fire. No more grace or mercy. God's fire is now the standard of God's judgment. But now on earth is the time to come to judgment in our lives so we can separate them, so they will not tag along with us to heaven. Those weights that easily beset us and cause us to stumble and fall out of the way. Under grace, we do not suffer much loss, but under fire, we may not have anything to show for our time and effort spent for God on earth. At the judgment seat of Christ, my friend, those areas that are not sin. Now remember, sin is to miss the mark or to know right but do wrong. We can find that in James 4:17. Those areas will be dealt with unless we allow God to deal with them now on earth. We judge these areas, these bad motives, these bad attitudes, these bad thoughts in us by confessing they are not of God and need to be severed from our lives. We go to God with them, and he strengthens us with might in the inward man to deal with these areas. In any case, they must, and they will be dealt with by God. But God wants us to deal with these character flaws, these wrong thinkings, a presumption, which is to think that you are doing right, but in reality, you are doing wrong. My friend, did you know presumption is more dangerous than sin is with our walk with God? Jesus dealt with our sin on the cross, but he did not die for our character flaws, our wrong thinking, and yes, even our presumption. You know, it's bad not knowing something, but it is far worse not knowing that you do not know. And the person who owns all of these things will suffer great loss. They will not be brought up into what God has for them because they will not have qualified for them. These areas were our responsibility. Now, Paul is not talking about in 1 Timothy 5:24, and we've looked at this verse again, but I'm going to go over it. Some men's sins were opened beforehand, going into judgment, while other men's followed after them. Paul is not talking about the cleansing blood of Jesus. He was talking about self-judgment. And in 1 John 1:7, we read, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." It is the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. But Paul here is talking about being judged. And if we judge ourselves, we then will not be a stumbling block to others. But it seems that the opposite truth is in effect here. We seem to run around looking at everybody else's sin and miss the sin that is in our life. Well, why do we do that? Well, if I'm looking at the sin in your life, I will not have time to identify the sin and the character flaws and presumption and such in my life. And we do this because we do not want to be judged. We do not want to judge ourselves. In Romans, Paul tells us 14:13, Paul shares with us, "Let us not therefore judge one another," or no more go around, "Brother, you got sin, and they got sin, and we all got sin," but not to judge anyone anymore, but judge this, rather, "Let no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in the brother's way." Now listen very closely and pay attention. It is not up to me to come to you and judge what you should be judging, but it is up to me to judge your actions and your words and situations for myself. Just because one judges, they do not need to provide advice or correct the problems or even pass judgment unless the Lord directs. And we are to judge what is happening and not be blind to wrong situations and ungodly things so that we do not get stuck in them and stumble ourselves and fall totally out of God. I have seen it happen time and time again. If the one-time Christian had the ability in God to judge the person's character or the situation or the circumstance, whatever it is, then they would not have got so deeply involved to the degree that they pushed themselves totally out of God, and even their physical lives could even been threatened. Now, some I have known this has happened to, and they have never recovered, and some even died, I believe, out of God. That person is holy. That place is ungodly. These thoughts about this person is unclean, so we judge them. We separate them, and we banish them. Amen? Please let me close with a warning here. Please let me close with a warning here. You know, we're still waiting for the outcome of our presidential election, and we saw how Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media platforms interfered in the election, squelching some stories and highlighting other stories, and you know, other facts were highlighted. Now, I'm not a big tech-savvy guy, and I'm not smart enough to know all about the way that big tech cheated President Trump, but I do have common sense, and I have enough wherewithal to ask, with the dishonest way they treated President Trump and America, how long will the real believers give their money to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of the rest of those big tech social media platforms? After all of the manipulation and the control of big tech in America, how they deceived America to steal an election, and Christians and Christian churches still do like their service on Facebook Live. It is amazing. How long will they do this? When will they stand up and judge themselves to get off of social media? Sadly, many Christians are so hooked, like being addicted to heroin and cocaine and all these meth and all of this stuff. They're so hooked on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, it would almost kill them to do that. But my friend, the more you go towards technology, the less of God is in you. Let me say that again. The more you go toward technology, the less of God is going to be in you. In 1 John 2:15-16, John tells us this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Let me say that again. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Because if he loves the world, then the love of God is not in him. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, Facebook, Twitter, that's all of the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is the world. Love not the world, my friend, because I promise you, if you continue on Facebook and Twitter and so forth, then you have this love for the world, and you better get off of there. It's very dangerous. My friend, Facebook and Twitter and all of that garbage is of the world. I do not care if you can use it to send your Sunday service to the people who used to come to your church. You know, if you keep sending them a video of your service, you probably will never ever see them come back. That's for free, my friend. Now, here is the warning that is from the Lord. Again, this is what the Lord gave me to tell you. You better get off of Facebook and social media and Twitter and all of these social media platforms now before it is too late. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that the Word of God has did more than challenged you, but spoke to you and shook you to the point that you need to wake up and start judging yourself and get off of social media platforms and stop loving this world, because if you love this world, the love of the Father, that's what John tells us, the love of the Father is not in you at all. The love of the Father cannot be in you if you love the world. So this is David Stahl, looking forward to speaking to you all again next week. Amen.